We'd like to welcome you to our website to learn a little about us and what we have to offer you, as we have already promised. We are not affiliated with any human organization, but we are wholly affiliated with the Organization of the Great King, which gathers his true children from all around the world to recognize their creator in these days. In order to avoid the Father's fury rushing to the wicked in heart, we should join the fight against evil to prevent its spread. Which this, we can see the sparks of it in the form of evils and dissatisfying conditions everywhere on our earth. This is because a significant proportion of individuals have abandoned their creator and placed other priorities above him. Now, the greatest God of heaven and earth has come through his spirit to establish his judgment and righteousness in every part of the world. He wants everyone to get serious and join this movement for true peace in the world, where everyone will see all people as their brothers and sisters, no matter what their religion or differences are. And is not this the only way to combat the evils and wickedness on the land? Unless these dark ways of coexistence are what is preferred by man above the bright and peaceful side, then there is no need to join the fight against evil and wickedness that man learned. And shall the Lord not express his deep displeasure with this choice? Many great prophets of old have said prophecies, but they were all aimed at this generation of human existence. Hence, they predicted that this generation would be a generation of people who would walk in their pride and follow their hearts, and would be inventors of many evil inventions and vices and immoral sexual behaviors. Their fashion will be characterized by pride and disobedience against the voice of their creator. It was also said that the Lord would come to his earth in this age to set up his government system and get rid of all the evil and wicked people who wouldn't change from their evil ways. So, does all these things not indicate that the Lord has come in this age, in his regime, to end all conflicts and wars, thereby ending the knowledge of bloodshed? This new movement is something that everyone should welcome, but they should also be happy to see the world of peace that has been planned ahead of time and is now appearing before all mankind of this age to put an end to every sorrow and pain. Even though all those evil things were said about this generation, it is also the generation that will have peace and harmony for many hundreds of years because of the sharp spiritual change in the middle of all this crisis and sorrow. These periods will be the days when the Creator will rule on earth because of the righteous seeds that will remain after the wicked have been taken away from among them. For many generations, they will populate the earth and fill it with righteousness. Are you not satisfied with just being a part of prophecies and having the opportunity to experience this new way of life and righteousness? The new way of life will forever erase the painful and sorrowful experiences you have experienced, and you will even enjoy it while you're still alive. To help people better understand us, we have invited you this season to give you a priceless gift. This present will assist you in launching the righteous path towards welcoming the King of the universe and the earth and into your life. The dawn of a world that embraces liberty, tranquility, justice, and respect for the individual life, since the life and the being are not any man's property that he can ruthlessly tear down at any moment. It is the dawn of knowing the Creator in his person, which is different from how he has been interpreted. If you don't like this kind of spiritual movement that calls for peace and love in the world, and if you are not an enemy of the good way of the Creator of all lives, then do not click away from this page without grabbing a copy of the free book To the World by the Command of the Almighty God, Jehovah. In this free book, you will learn that it is not how most people think about the origin of the problems in this world, but that man is the only creature of the All-Highest God that hates his brother or sister to death through bloodshed, and that he is the ultimate cause of his troubles. For this reason, he imposes a curse upon himself, since he has abandoned the path of his creator in favor of brutality, hatred, lust, and adultery. He's visited with all kinds of evil because he always tries to handle spiritual issues in a way that's not holy, and it's all because of these ungodly actions and many others. Those attempts only create further havoc for him and his environment, and then everything begins to deteriorate. When this happens, all kinds of evil will appear at the Lord's command. But now that his presence is coming to his earth, it is then necessary for us to prepare it for him in purity of heart so that he can meet it free from bloodstains and in peace, pure as gold. As such, let this preparation be initiated in harmony and love, and let as many people be aware of and dislike anything that could bring the evil of the Lord upon any individual. He's familiar with everyone and will pay a personal visit to each one to make sure they get the recognition they deserve. The author of the upcoming publication made the following observation. I am only a servant, a one chosen by the Spirit of the great Lord to make known his intentions to the world in these days of the fulfillment of many prophecies and commandments that must all be fulfilled. Therefore, what will prevent you from joining and becoming one of those born to fulfill prophecies and commandments long spoken of through good actions and good works and obedience to the words of the Creator in this present times? By the determination of the Lord, he will remove all those who, in their arrogance and pride, would disregard this request of the March for the Lord's government, where all people, regardless of their differences, may live peacefully in satisfaction and without any bloodshed. Let it be said again that the Lord will destroy the evil and wicked people out of the earth because the prophecies did not demonstrate that any people or nation would refuse this time of the Lord and still live on the same earth being evil. But he desires that all nations and people would love this change and would come to learn his ways without being forced to do so. Otherwise, the Great Spirit will punish countries that do not obey him. For the days of God's power and wonders have returned. Shall it not be with the wicked people of these days as it was in the days of the past, where drought, pestilence, plague, violent winds, and darkened sun were against people of ungodly behaviors? Where then rains of fire, ash, brimstone, and ice were unleashed against the wicked, as well as floods and earthquakes? But will the earth not spit out fire like a dragon, the rocks melt, and the waters boil over against the wicked people of this age as well? We are entering a time that has been established for a long time by the Creator, so I am asking anyone who loves the joy of a good life to join in glorifying the Creator of all things. Of course, this is an individual decision to make, but they must be advised to make the correct one quickly because of the rush of evils coming upon the wicked. The Creator will not be angry with them if they make the right choice to learn His way because He expects everyone and every nation to listen to the words He has spoken through me to the world. These are the Lord's words for what He wants to see done on earth among all peoples and nations. His will must only be accomplished, and He has commanded it. If anyone rejects my message to them, then their Creator will reject them into damnation and doom, since I have not sent myself on this errand and cannot do anything of my own accord against them. Even so, the one who sent me will be in control and could do terrible things to them if their pride gets in the way of what he's saying. A people cannot determine or vote in whom the Lord chooses to bring his glory and words to all people on earth. Since that's how the world selects its lords and leaders, but the thing is that they don't know their Creator, so all of their experiences are filled with darkness, evils, sorrows, and the unexpected in every corner of the world. If you used to be a person who didn't believe in the Lord of all creation, I'd say that you should get ready for his arrival by making yourself look good, inwardly, and outwardly without pretense. Because the same high God who you may dislike his ways is the same one who will be established king above all authorities and powers. Would you not adjust yourself to accept him as a better choice? The same words that the Creator spoke through his holy prophets, that a period of peace without war will come, and the same line of the purpose I have been sent to fulfill with you and with passion for the Lord of glory, that all may do only what he has asked them to do. If all of those prophecies are true, when else would anyone wait for them to be fulfilled and prove to be true, if not now, considering the situation in the entire world? Here I am with that message of peace, good and healthy life experience to the world, urging people to see the truth set before them and acknowledge their Creator with all their wisdom. And with all their might, they can protect the earth from the curses of innocent bloodshed and destructive inventions, and show love and solidarity toward one another. In this case, what other voices can be louder than the voice that says peace, love, and happiness without bloodshed? If this is not what anyone is looking for at this time, please let me know in a private email about the better way than the way of righteousness that we have to offer humanity on the Creator's earth. But if your other way of thinking that things should have been done is also connected to righteousness, come on and join us now. The author of the book has delved into a few but profound issues that plague all people today, which means that people must give up on behaviors and actions that are spiritually labeled as bad from their hands and away from their hearts, so that the light of genuine love for the Creator and themselves can shine brightly in everyone's hearts. Our conviction that the proposed course is beneficial has led to the involvement of numerous individuals throughout the world in this righteous match in many miraculous ways. The people who are showing it off are displaying it because of their unwavering faith and expectation of what the Lord of the earth will do for them, long anticipated, in contrast to what he will do to those who are opposed to all that is good, whose expectations turn out to be misfortunes and suffering. When you click the next button, we'll see you on the book download page. Thank you.